News. Reporting by remote, I'm Ian. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says nearly a billion doses of vaccine had been secured for the COVAX program to provide shots for poor and middle-income countries. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros said 189 countries were taking part in the COVAX effort.
Our COVAX partner, Gavi, is in discussions with several other manufacturers, and further deals will be announced in the near future.
The organization expects to make decisions on whether to give emergency use approval to COVID-19 vaccines from Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca in the coming weeks. WHO officials described the arrival of vaccines as a major development, but stressed repeatedly that it would take a long time before the shots could be rolled out worldwide. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says it will rapidly work to grant emergency use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
It's unusual for the FDA to publicly comment on the timing or progress of its reviews, which are considered confidential government information. But this morning it issued a brief statement from Administrator Stephen Hahn to Pfizer, saying the agency is moving toward green-lighting the vaccine, which is all but assured after an FDA advisory panel signed off yesterday. The statement came less than an hour after President Trump tweeted directly at Hahn, complaining the FDA is a big old slow turtle. Many FDA observers predict action by tomorrow before CDC advisors meet Sunday to vote on who should get the initial vaccine shots. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Friday there is a strong possibility that talks on a post-Brexit trade agreement with the EU will end without a deal. Speaking to reporters, Johnson says it is the EU team that's being intransigent, not his.
And, you know, if there's a big offer, a big change in what they're saying, then I must say that I've yet to see it.
Both Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told their citizens to brace for a New Year shock, as trade between Britain and the European mainland could face its biggest upheaval in almost half a century. The comments came as negotiators sought to find a belated breakthrough in technical talks where their leaders failed three times in political discussions over the past week. The World Food Program issued a new warning Friday about the humanitarian crisis in Yemen, describing it as a ticking time bomb that required immediate international action. WFP spokesperson Thompson Feary said the window to prevent a full-scale famine was narrowing very fast.
We are running out of time. The number of children that need treatment for acute malnutrition as I speak is about 2 million, with approximately 360,000 at risk of dying in case they don't get any treatment.
Yemen is home to the world's worst food crisis, mostly due to the civil war that pits the Iranian-backed Houthis in the north against a Saudi-led coalition and its allies in the south. Hong Kong democracy activist and media tycoon Jimmy Lai has been charged under the city's national security law on suspicion of colluding with foreign forces. We get more from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
The 73-year-old has been accused of colluding with foreign forces, according to his Apple Daily newspaper on Friday, who cited a police source. Lai has been an ardent critic of Beijing. He is currently the highest profile person to have been charged under the sweeping new law, which was placed by China's national government on the city back in June. Apple Daily is a popular tabloid known for its feisty critique of China and Hong Kong. The security law punishes what Beijing broadly defines as secession, subversion, terrorism and collusion with foreign forces, with up to life in jail. It has been widely condemned by the West and human rights groups as a tool to crush dissent in the semi-autonomous city.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Archaeologists excavating at Trajan's Forum have uncovered priceless artifacts dating from the times of Imperial Rome. Among the finds are two well-preserved marble heads, one believed to be from a statue of the Emperor Augustus. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.